We're joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with today's short and sweet business beat. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Yesterday, I actually cast my ballot at Chapel of the Cross. I want folks to realize how easy it is to go cast your vote at Chapel of the Cross. There are people don't believe it, but there is actually free parking on Franklin Street.
Nice.
And Aaron, you asked me, how is there free parking on Franklin Street?
I do ask you, how is there free parking on Franklin
Street?
There are
five spots.
We've never met each other, folks.
There are five spots in front of Moorhead Planetarium where you can park to cast your ballot at Chapel of the Cross. I'll let folks know how I actually parked at Moorhead Planetarium and to eat dinner downtown after voting. But this is really easy. All you have to do is, if you're just going to vote, is pull up at one of those parallel spots in front of Moorhead Planetarium and go inside Chapel of the Cross, the Episcopal Church next to Moorhead Planetarium, to cast your ballot. It's really important for folks. We want to see a high turnout at this location to show our support of a voting site accessible to UNC students. So hope folks will consider heading downtown, parking for free, and casting their ballot at Chapel of the Cross.
And this is the first time we've done early voting at Chapel of the Cross. We've done other early voting sites around the area before. How does this compare to those in terms of accessibility and ease?
Other voting sites have been, and I think it's hard because you can't compare municipal and kind of on-year election, congressional elections or presidential elections, but Ramshead has been a location. North Carolina Hillel has been a location. I think this Chapel of the Cross is really kind of, I just came from a town gown celebration where town meets gown. You know, folks who it's not as internal to campus, but more on next to Moorhead Planetarium and more external to campus, where folks who are on Franklin Street doing business, working, eating, drinking, you can go cast your ballot.
And accessible
before
from pretty much anywhere on campus,
exactly,
in the way that Franklin Street is accessible from pretty much anywhere on campus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how sites will be decided in the future, but I hope folks will consider heading downtown. You can make an evening of it. That's exactly what I did after work. Parked at Moorhead Planetarium, cast my ballot. I actually was able to change my the address on my registration. Mm-hmm. You can do that because of a pending court case. So
same day registration
still
available.
Available, or if you haven't registered in the town of Chapel Hill or town of Carrboro, you can go to Chapel of the Cross, park for free, and cast your ballot, and then head downtown. I tried Shanghai dumpling for the second time, which I highly recommend.
Okay, awesome. We've been to Ms. Meng, but not Shanghai dumpling, so Shanghai's good.
Yes, highly recommend it.
All right, awesome.
So, but my new motto, I really appreciated your interview with Dr. Stroman about the World Series, but my new motto is, history is being made, don't fall asleep during it. That historic game, I have to confess that I fell asleep.
No.
During it, did not make it to 15 innings. And so my advice to you is, history is being made. Don't fall asleep during it. Just yesterday, the U.S. Chamber Foundation was in town in North Carolina naming our state, with the governor, one of the leading top 10 states in technology and innovation.
Right.
Chamber member Fidelity Investments is adding 600 jobs in RTP. Aaron, the average salary for these new jobs is going to be more than $100,000 plus benefits. So this is really exciting. Historic announcements are being made.
I accept.
folks, 599 jobs have been announced for Fidelity Investments. Aaron Keck got one of those. It's exciting news. We have more exciting news in that Armacell, this is a local company it's an international company now with a local presence. They are a world leader in flexible insulation foams and will be celebrating their relocation of their Americas, both North and South America's headquarters, to Chapel Hill. So hope you'll come to Vilcom Center at 2 p.m. Aaron, it won't be a far stretch for you to join us at 2 p.m. on Friday to celebrate.
Right across the parking lot.
Right across the parking lot to celebrate the location of Armacell, their new Americas headquarters in Chapel Hill. We're really excited. This is allowing them expansion at their Mebane facility, but all of their executive employees will be moving, have moved to Chapel Hill.
And that's coming up later this week on Friday at
2 p.m.
That's right. And We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. That's this week. Next week, Thursday, is the Business Hall of Fame
exactly
event.
Thursday, we are going to be celebrating the pillars of our community at the Carolina Inn. I just actually ate at the new Carolina Crossroads.
Yeah, how was that? I haven't been since they reopened.
One of the best pieces of cake I've ever had. I had for dessert today. I ate lunch there yesterday. Went to an event there today. Highly recommend it. We hope folks will come see the beautiful renovated Carolina Crossroads, but celebrate with us at the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. This is the third year of inductees that we are celebrating. Folks like Eva Barnett, who's been running Eva's Beauty Shop in Northside for over 45 years. Stephen Edwards, this is a posthumous award. He built and ran the Midway Barbershop. The Hogan family with Lake Hogan Farms and caring for Ramesses. Gene Holcomb with Viking Travel. Eddie Mann of the Orange County Savings and Loan. And Ted Seagroves, this has been a hard year with so many community losses, but especially feel the loss of Ted Seagroves. His family is carrying on his legacy at Seagroves Insurance. And then John Woodard with Sutton's Downtown, one of the places that you might want to, you could eat lunch at Sutton's and then
go cast your ballot at Chapel of the Cross. Nice.
But tickets are selling fast, and ticket sales will close Tuesday at noon. Hope folks will go to carolinachamber.org/Hall of Fame and join us to celebrate these pillars of our community.
And if you want any more information about other events and things happening in the community, you can get the full calendar at carolinachamber.org/events. But carolinachamber.org/Hall of Fame if you want specific information about that. What else is going on next month?
Well, history is being made. Don't fall asleep during it. But again, Orange County, Orange Chatham Group of the Sierra Club and the Chamber are joining forces again, not around a candidate forum, but we will be hosting a talk by Keenan Flagler, Professor Carol Hee. Join us at the Chapel Hill Public Library on November 12th because she will be posing the question, can corporations lead us to a more sustainable world? We're excited to partner again. It was a historic partnership when we first did our first candidate forum with the Sierra Club, and we're excited to partner with them again, not something around that's not around electoral politics, but really trying to address the challenges that are facing not only our community, but our entire world.
Is the focus going to be more how can corporations lead us to a more sustainable? I have a feeling that the answer is going to be yes. I'm not sure.
This is a Keenan Flagler professor.
I
can't give you the cliff notes, but come and join and hear Carol Hee talk about how we can use corporations to help become a more sustainable world. Not to give away all the answers.
All right.
Please join us at the Chapel Hill Public Library November 12th. And then November 13th, we'll be celebrating the expansion of the Ronald McDonald House in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. This serves Ronald McDonald House and SECU Family House is a place where Chapel Hill can serve the entire state. People from all 100 counties, children and adults, to like come to UNC Healthcare to get top-notch healthcare, and their families are able to make Chapel Hill their home for a little bit. And this is a real opportunity for Chapel Hill to open their arms and say, you know, you're welcome here in Chapel Hill, and we'll take care of you while UNC Healthcare is taking care of your family. So hope folks will join us for the ribbon cutting November 13th. That's a Friday, to celebrate the expansion of Ronald McDonald House.
And I just had a chance, I was mentioning this earlier, because we were talking with Elizabeth Hollander of the Ronald McDonald House yesterday, and earlier in the week, Sound of Kamata at the Family House gave me a tour of that building, which is also in the process of going through an expansion. Those two buildings, they're side by side on Old Mason Farm. They're beautiful.
Oh,
they're such amazing facilities.
And I've always been an admirer of the interior design of the Family House as Dana McMahon. That was her incredible in-kind contribution of designing that entire space. And that's really, that's what makes it home for these families who are away from home. They're going through a really tough time as their families are treated at UNC Healthcare, and we're excited that both of these entities are expanding to serve even more families and create home for even more families from all 100 counties joining us being treated at UNC Healthcare and joining us in Chapel Hill.
And if you want more information about the Ronald McDonald House, rmh-chapelhill.org. It's a great organization. Go there, learn more about it. They got a Tasteful Affair coming up up this Sunday, which I'm looking forward to. At the
are you how many places are you gonna? It's like 25 vendors.
I think it's
or something
like 29, something so, like yeah. that. I'm shooting for all 29. I'm not eating all weekend.
I'm gonna let you do the short and sweet business meet next week and report back on all 29.
I'm not sure if that's after eating 29 different food vendors. I might sound a little like Jabba the Hutt, so well, I might.
I think we tried 29 dishes at Shanghai Dumpling last night. So, special thanks to my coworker, Shayla, too, who ordered for us. But please go downtown and cast your ballot. Eat lunch at Sutton's, dinner at Shanghai Dumpling, or wherever you choose. There's free parking if you vote. Park in front of Chapel La Crosse. This is actually, I believe, going to be a historic election. And so don't fall asleep. Please cast your ballot. Early voting ends 1 p.m. on Saturday. Go vote. And the short and sweet business meeting will have to be after the election.
Oh, we'll talk about the impact of the election, maybe.
So,
all right.
But
we'll
if folks aren't sick of it, but
we're never sick of it.
but please go out and vote and enjoy a local eating establishment, either at Taste of Chapel Hill or downtown on Franklin Street.
Sounds good. Kristen Smith, short and sweet business meet. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.